a great thing going into this football game.
What's the biggest challenge going to have having a week off and getting guys kind of refocused and back? Did you see signs, guys, that they're ready to go and focus?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing, it's really a couple things. One, you kind of want them to get away and get rest and sort of get healthy, which I think they did. A lot of times getting their football legs back a little bit this week can be a little bit of a struggle. That's why I bring them in and do some stuff on Monday and excuse me, and get them refocused again mentally as well. And then just reiterating to them that, it's another really, in my opinion, our season starts now, and we've, what we've did already is great, and we're in a good position, but we need to buckle down and prepare as if this is week one and go one game at a time.
Doug, what's your response to Najee Harris arrested in Miami for carrying a concealed weapon?
Obviously my messaging the week before is, be smart, be careful, protect each other away from the building, and obviously it was away from here, and guys have got to make better decisions when they're away from the building. And it's unfortunate. It's obviously out of my hands now. It's still a legal matter, but you just gotta use your head, be smart in those situations.
Does it scare you at all that he was carrying a loaded weapon?
I don't know why anybody would do that. Obviously, I don't know all the circumstances around it, and it's obviously a big deal, to do that, and obviously he has it registered, and he from that standpoint, I have rifles and I like to hunt and do that same thing, but we just have to be smart. But it is a little surprising that he carried it.
Do you still see any discipline coming down from the league, and will you discipline him for any of his actions?
Until the whole legal process pans out, obviously from the league, they got to look at it the same way I got to look at it. Right now nothing's been said, and we'll go forward. It's much like the Lane Johnson thing. Until we hear something further, both of those guys will play, and we go from there.
Yesterday that you might use Vitae to be at tackle in place of Johnson if he does get suspended. Is that true?
It is true. It's something that we've talking with Coach Stoutland and watching Big V closely, not only through preseason but in practices these last couple of weeks. we want to exhaust all the possibilities and Alan Barbery's been playing great at left guard, and if you don't have to disrupt two positions and just do one, I think there's some conversation there that we got to have. But yeah, he's definitely in the mix.
Now, you did yourself scouting about the first 3 weeks. Is there one player or a couple players that really stood out as exceeding expectations?
Right now, I just feel like as a group collectively, the offensive line has played extremely well. They've protected Carson in throwing situations, and obviously done a nice job in the run game. So as a group, collectively, I think that group has stood out. And then you look at the defensive side and the way they've created turnovers and the way our pass rush, that's one thing I challenge both offense and defensive lines each week, that's where you win and lose football games, in my opinion, is up front. And those two groups have really stood out, in these first three games.
Do you need to talk to Nigel at this point, or have you, or are you just going to kind of wait and see what happens?
I'm going to wait and see. He's been talked to by a lot of people already, he understands, and I'm just going to wait and see what happens. I'll keep talking to him like normal, all the guys, and just keep reminding them that we got to make good, smart decisions away from the building.
How troubling is it that now this is his second arrest in a few months here?
I mean, it's obviously a concern. Both of these were incidences that are away from here, and when they're out of your control that way. And this is where guys need to just be smart about it. It's their livelihood, it's their families, in everything that we do. It's no different. You know, if I'm away from this building and then the things that I do when you're not the head football coach, you know, and you're with your family, you just got to make those smart choices. You know, it's easier, obviously, when they're in town because you can kind of control the environment a little bit and protect them. You know, they've got to be a little smarter away from the building.
What's your rationale?
Part of a defense is he'd become to this team. I mean, overshadowed by those things is kind of what he's done on the field.
He's played well. He's been one of the you know, the bright spots on defense. He's also had a role on special teams. And you know, when Ertz was down, he kind of had to fill in a little bit on teams and pick up the slack there. So yeah, he's been a valuable part to what we've done defensively and as a whole as a team.
In all the situations you deferred to the league, at what point did you get involved as the head coach and disappointed
from the team? Well, I mean, again, it's a fine line, because if I can talk to him until I'm blue in the face and you know, I could sit him down. I could suspend him. I could do a lot of different things. But at the same time, because it is a legal matter and, you know, the league could potentially step in these situations, until I get all the information, we go as business as usual. And I'll continue to talk and mentor these guys as I've done all along.
Coach, you mind very highly of Carson's focus level. With him having a week off and his newfound success and fame, how do you think he has handled things now coming back and getting back in the football?
We'll find out. Really, we'll find out. You know, he was in here again this morning, 5:30, the quarterbacks, and he was back on track studying the Lions. You know, he's doing the same things. He came in, had a good workout on Monday, and it doesn't seem to bother him right now. We'll obviously, you know, as we go this week, we'll see more and more. And then ultimately on Sunday, how he plays. So, you know, we just keep him focused. We keep the main thing and get ready for the Lions each day.
If Ryan Matthews is 100% healthy, will you still use him as the primary lead back, or will you kind of gradually ease him back into the rotation?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to continue to use him like we've been. You know, all four backs have really played a big part in the success early. Obviously, Wendell had a big game, you know, against Pittsburgh the other day. And, you know, Ryan is still our primary guy. He's our go-to guy. So, you know, he's 100%, and we go with Ryan, and we mix the other guys in according to play or game plan.
So he's on the way back, Doug, from his injury?
Yes. Yeah, there's a little soreness still with him, you know, with that ankle. But he worked on Monday and looked good. So yeah, we go business as usual.
You've seen Green Beckham about 30 snaps in both of the last two games. Where is he as far as his grasp of this offense right now? And have you been pleased with what you've seen so far?
Yeah, he's getting better mentally. And you know, Greg Lewis and I spoke last week and wanted to actually increase his load even more. And give him a few more plays each week and put him in more situations. And he's done a nice job. He's really grasped the offense and understood his role. And you know, we have things in the game plan each week designed for him. You know, it's my job to call those plays and put him in that situation. But yeah, he's right on track and doing well.
What have you seen
from him that giving you confidence where he can possibly come in and play right tackle? And have you been giving him reps with the first team offense in preparation for that possibility?
The second part, we have not given him first team reps yet. He's been going against our starting defensive line all of, you know, the regular season so far. So the work he's done in that capacity against a good defensive line, you know, gives us confidence that if we had to make that decision, we could do that and not bat an eye. So just from that standpoint, and then going back and evaluating even his preseason games and looking at that and where he is physically, mentally, puts him in a good position to potentially be that right tackle.
Is his injury a factor in all that?
No, not at all. And Isaac is healthy too now, so. You know, it's a good thing to be in this position again, but the way it's sort of working out, you know, Isaac doesn't necessarily factor in with the way, even the way Wiz has been playing in some goal line situations. Well, you know, I still think, you know, I like watching Stafford play. I think he's a good quarterback. You know, Golden Tate and you know, Anquan Boldin is a smart veteran guy. It can be a situation where they get on a little bit of a roll. It's hard to stop them, you know, and their run game obviously with any team becomes really important. Defensively, very similar style of defense like we play, you know, with those wide defensive ends, and it's a get up the field. It's an attack mentality, and the benefit to it is that we see it every day in practice, so we're used to this style. But at the same time, they're aggressive, and it's something you see from them every week. In fact, last week, I mean, they had chances to potentially win that football game and be in a better situation. But you know, we've got our work cut out for us again, and we just got to go to work today.
Did you go back? Start again.
Have you noticed anything different?
No. You know, asked him a couple questions about crowd noise. You know, for someone that's been there and things like that, but haven't really, you know, he's focused on our defense and getting them ready to play, and you know, so really haven't focused on that.
In your film review, did you go back as far as last Thanksgiving Day game with the Eagles and how they effectively beat the Patriots?
I watched a few plays of it. Again, I told the team this morning, you know, not to get caught up in that game. You know, we played them last year. The Chiefs played them in London last year, and it was a different outcome as well. I don't get caught up in that. We're different. They're different this year. We just got to understand that this is our next game, you know, on our schedule. You know, the best way to erase that memory is to put together a good performance on Sunday.
What about your three tight ends healthy? What does that do for your offense and the options with play calling and packages?
Yeah, you know, in the first couple of games, you've noticed that Matt Tobin has kind of taken the role of a tight end, and this way, it kind of gets back to what I envisioned us being early in the season. Obviously, in training camp with three tight ends, you know, I love using all three of our guys. I think number one, Celek's playing extremely well. Trey Burton has been playing consistently, and now Zach getting back and what he did, you know, in that Cleveland game, really, it just kind of opens up a few more things out of that package, run and pass for us, and looking forward to, you know, this week and hopefully, you know, future weeks with those three guys.
So just to clarify, if Lane does get suspended, are you definitely going to go Vitae at right tackle and leave Allen? Is that the plan, or is that just something you're considering?
It's something we're considering. We still have the original, you know, like we talked about before. You move Allen out and possibly Wiz, you know, at left, but. I got to take in all the information. And again, it's a situation where if I can just tweak one spot and not two, it could be better for us that way.
At the same time, though, the fact that you still have with the first team, will that be an indication that you expect to be able to play on Sunday?
I do. And again, you know, it's been that way. It's kind of a strange deal, but, you know, week to week, we just go that route you know, Big V or Allen or whoever we end up putting over there, excuse me, you know, we'll be ready to go. But right now it's Lane Johnson at right tackle.
How much better has Carson gotten since we pulled in terms of three-step read and pass protection?
He's gotten a little better each week. There's still some things on film that he can even do better at in progressions and reads. But, you know, he's doing a better job with communication with Kelsey and Mike points and protections and adjusting and doing that. And then, you know, he's done a great job of just protecting the football, which is obviously the ultimate goal. But, yeah, he's slowly each week getting better with more reps and more time.
What do you think the biggest thing you've done as a coaching staff to enable him to have his success he's had?
You know, I think just you come out of training camp with a volume of plays in your playbook that, you know, you kind of go into the season using plays that we've got a lot of time invested in. Players know them. The quarterbacks know them. And obviously, you know, he missed some time there in preseason. And so I felt like it was important game planning that we kept things very familiar to him. And then utilizing his strengths in these first three games, and it's obviously it's been successful, but at the same time, you know, I'm going to continue just to coach him up, coach him hard, try to put him in the best possible situations, you know, on Sunday, where he's not having to hold the ball a long time, utilize the run game, play action pass, all that stuff that you've seen in the first three games, and just keep that formula. Play great defense, play good special teams, protect the football, take away the football. So far has been a good formula.
Doug, how did Carson do a better job of protecting himself in the third game versus the first two?
Well, you know, he ran out of bounds a couple times in that Pittsburgh game. Once on a scramble, the second one he obviously made the great play to Darren, and you know he's just seeing himself on film and understanding, and then really just watching around the NFL, just watching highlights and clips and seeing, you know, some of the quarterbacks that are being hurt are in the pocket, which is going to happen. Others, you know, whether they get out of bounds or slide or whatever, he's seeing that sort of thing, you know, throughout the week. So. He learns not only from his mistakes, but he also learns from other teams around the league, just by watching and observing what they're doing.
Are you right now to call many designed runs for him?
Without giving away the game plan? No, I'm not. Now. This week for us, it's our fourth game of the season, and obviously as a staff, we got to be extremely smart on how we handle that aspect of the game. Probably the deeper as you go into your regular season, and if you're in a position to make the postseason, you might increase that a little bit. You know, one of the things that I think defenses sometimes forget, I'm not saying they forget it completely, but it's the quarterback and the ability to run. And I think that was an advantage to us in Kansas City with Alex Smith, and his strength was the ability to run the football. And as we got deeper into the season, we dialed up a few more of those for him. And I think it could be the same type of formula with Carson. You know, obviously you want to protect him and you want to get through a full 16-game schedule, but I think the deeper you go, you increase it a little bit more. Yes.
And what about the others? Is he kind of back to full practicing?
He's full. Yep. He's full. Yep. Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.